The 10 o'clock hour of Will Be in Town. That's a pretty good whistle in there.
A good whistle. Pretty good singer, too, from what I've been told. Big surprise tomorrow. I'm going to be on the road, so I had to hire some people out. Big surprise. Going to be interested to see how it goes. I believe, feel fairly confident. And I'm not going to, I'll tease it till tomorrow. But the lyrics are fantastic. The lyrics are fantastic.
Wait, so will someone else be on lead
Maybe.
Vocals?
I don't know. We'll have to. You'll have to wait and see.
So you start to tease. You don't.
No, I tease. I'm not going to pay. You don't pay off a tease right away. That's part of the tease. So it's going to be a day long tease. I'll tease till tomorrow.
Well, that's good. I have something to look forward to tomorrow because I have some sad news to report.
Uh oh.
So Jordan Love spoke at his locker yesterday.
Yeah. You didn't do the pop up.
And when I say he spoke at his locker.
Oh, he didn't do the laundry.
He spoke at his locker.
Is that new? Is that going to be?
And I don't know if someone walked by in the background at some juncture of the last laundry hamper positioning. I had mentioned the dangers of that to a few folks, and I felt like I was being ignored.
Mm-hmm.
But yesterday, he moved to in front. He actually did it in front of Isaiah McDuffie's locker. Good for Isaiah to try and get dressed in. But on the flip side of that disappointing news, as we learned that we were making this move, I mentioned, well, this sucks because I was going to hide in the hamper and pop up. And Jordan thought that was hysterical. It's the most I've seen him laugh. So
that just makes me more irritated.
missed opportunity. You're already irritated today.
No,
but,
no, I'm not. You like doing that to me. I'm not going to fall for your trap today.
But you're mad
Jordan
at everybody for saying that
Jordan,
you got...
No, first off, I didn't get owned. I, even though I'm getting it on text message a bunch that I did, I'm going to play the tape back and see. I didn't get owned by any stretch.
Okay, yep.
Side note, Evan Cohen is not joining us anymore.
I will not be popping out of the laundry hamper now because he's not going to be doing it there. But I love the fact that he thought that was funny. So you should appreciate that. Look on the bright side.
Okay, I will. I'm just disappointed in you for not doing it.
But there was
8 weeks to do there, it. You had 8 weeks.
How do you figure 8 weeks?
What? Or late July, where are we at? End of September, 8 weeks.
You don't know
what you're Is that an accurate math? Is that math accurate?
Right, but
six
we
or
already
seven.
Discussed the logistics of getting in there before he's there.
Now, if you really wanted to do it, you would have. That's the bottom line, and you know that. You didn't want to do it.
I did want to.
You
do
didn't
it.
Want to sit in stinky jocks and
no,
stank towels.
It was.
And I don't blame
there was
you.
No bin in there. That was the key. That would have been perfect. And last week, I will give you that last week was a missed opportunity. Really, the only one that I had, though.
Okay.
Jordan did speak at his locker, and he and I went back and forth on a couple of topics, including his assessment of his first two games.
Oh God!
Of the season,
please. Don't
I
tell
was
me it
praying.
Was awesome. Oh,
I
no.
was praying that he said, "I've been awesome."
I feel our listeners and fans are really done with the awesome. I am not saying the word awesome the rest of this week.
I'll believe that when I hear it or don't hear it.
Unless Oldboy brings us that bubbler, then I'm going to say that's awesome.
Here is Jordan Love talking about his first two games of the season with me.
Jordan, Cody said that Matt doesn't look at stats, but you are leading the frickin' league in passer rating.
Mm-hmm.
When you assess how you've played through two games, how do you feel it?
I think I've played good. You know, there's always things you want to clean up. There's always things, you know, you look back and you're like, okay, that was pretty good. But at the end of the day, it comes down to wins and losses, too. You know, I'm only as good as this team. Like you said, the passer rating, those are team stats. You know, those are guys making plays on the back end, me trusting them to go out there and make those plays. The O-line, you know, protection holding up. So those are all team stats right there. But at the end of the day, it comes down to wins and losses, too.
So what are you happiest with? And maybe, like, I'm guessing you were pretty ticked about the way the fourth quarter played out.
Mm-hmm.
So what have you been happy with and maybe not as pleased with?
Yeah, I think the thing is, I'm happy. most happy about is just taking care of the ball. I think as an offense, we've been clean. And as a team, we're winning the turnover battle. You know, defense coming up with those turnovers, and we're taking care of the ball on offense. I'm taking care of it. Like you said, most frustrated probably was with that fourth quarter, you know, not finding completions right there, and just not moving the ball the way we were the first three quarters.
Thoughts on his performance?
I think he's, again, you couldn't be more impressed with how he's carrying himself.
Agreed.
He's taken accountability, and he is not going to be satisfied with, even though, you know, it's funny that you bring up the stats that I brought up when we were having the debate on awesomeness.
I did that for you.
Stop putting that up there, Jesse. You just distracted me with the Tausch got demolished by Evan. I must have really gotten knocked out because everybody is saying it.
Appears to be a unanimous decision.
But when it comes to Jordan Love and how he's handling things, he's playing good. He's talking about team. He's everything you want from a leadership standpoint. He's making the positive stuff about others and the negative stuff about him. That's what leaders do. And he could, you know, he could probably say, well, you know, it'd be great if so-and-so blocked better or so-and-so ran the right route. And he's not doing any of that. He is taking accountability, and he's making it about the team and the record of the football team. So he has, again, I'm not going to get into word usage, his leadership and what he's brought through the first 2 weeks, it's been better than I think everybody expected, including everybody over there, because – he's getting it. He understands what's going on. And I think as a fan, you have to just admire his approach. And that approach, as part of his process, is going to continue to lead him to be better and better week in and week out.
Two things. One, is passer rating a team stat?
Yeah. I mean, it is, because if you throw an interception and you're back there throwing and somebody drills you and the ball pops up, it's a pick.
Mm-hmm.
That's a team stat. Is that on Jordan Love?
No.
But it is, because that would show that he had an interception. So
what I'm saying is, I like the fact that he actually put it in that framework.
But in the grand scheme of things, it's not. But in the picture and how you really approach it and look at it, it is. But from a stat analysis standpoint, people aren't looking at it as in depth as that. They're looking at it and saying, "Well, he's leading the league in QBR. He's doing this, and that's a great sign for him and continuing to develop, because that's a positive thing that." He hit the nail on the head with what is he most happy with, and that is he's not turning the football over. Except for that one throw last week, there haven't been, I don't know if there have been a defender's hands on the football outside of that. Maybe I'm missing a couple, but he has put his guys in position to catch, or if he's been errant with it, he's been errant in the right places that you're not turning the football over. So that is a direct reflection, I believe, of Tom Clements in the Aaron Rodgers effect, because that has always been one of their core principles, and he's out there executing it. And for someone that his completion percentage is low as it is, that typically relays to interceptions. Inaccuracy with the football leads to turning the football over. That's not the case. That means his decision-making has been really good. Now, is his accuracy where it needs to be? He wants that to get better, obviously, and so does everybody else.
The other part that you said, though, that I want to talk more about is the leadership component. Because, yes, taking responsibility himself and putting the negatives on him, I really like that. That has not always been the case with the quarterback. However, when do we find – what does it take – what kind of scenario does it have to be for us to really find out how good of a leader he is? Because 1-1 and leading the league in passer rating and being unexpectedly better than people thought, that's not the hardest time to be a great leader. And when you lose 5 in a row like the Packers did last year, and we were questioning Aaron Rodgers' leadership, that would seem to be the more likely scenario where your leadership is tested and evaluated and needs to be on point. And we frankly wondered if it was last year with the guy who was the leader of the team at the time.
Yeah, it's easy to lead when you're winning and things are going great. A lot more difficult when you lose a couple of games, and, you know, last year losing to the Jets at home and that 5 or 6 game stretch. That's where your leaders and your best players pull in and say, nah, enough, enough. Jordan Love has not been in that spot. I think, you know, I'm almost looking forward to when he has a bad game. He throws a couple of picks, and, you know, if Green Bay gets beat, it'll be interesting to see, well, how does he bounce back the next week? Is he going to be, is he going to let that roll into another bad performance, or are you going to pull yourself out of it
right, and
have a good performance? Those are all part of the growing pains in the process of being an NFL quarterback. It is not going to be, he's never going to throw a pick. He eventually is going to throw an interception. He's eventually going to have a really bad game. And when that happens, people are going to turn and they're going to say, oh, I don't know. How you respond to that is going to be that first real test of where he's at mentally and how he approaches it. But up to this point, he has passed with flying colors.
No doubt you would raise a Coors Light in respect and celebration for how he's performed thus far.
No doubt about it. Coors Light brewed with a 3-step cold process. Cold lager, cold filtered, and it's cold packaged because it's made to chill the mountains on Coors Light's cold activated bottles and cans. They turn blue. That's when you know it is chilled to perfection. That's why it is Coors Light in my hand when I need a moment to chill. Celebrate responsibly. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
Jordan also talked about Jaden Reed at his locker yesterday with me, and I want to get into that conversation next. Live from Steinhoffel's on the east side of Madison, on High Crossing Boulevard. Come on in and stop by. You can get Mark Tauscher's autograph if you play your cards right. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch on 94.5 ESPN. Sponsored by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at amfam.com.
Continuing live from Steinhoffel's. It's back there with Tommy and Jaden in the play area where they've got the different games and stuff.
Yep.
Jesse, I'm still not going to be able to find the spot in the budget for you in that shuffleboard game. I'm sorry. You're going to have to find a way to get that on your own budget.
Well, the housewarming time has come and gone anyway. Now we need dog stuff.
And the wedding. Yeah, everything. I'm certainly much more interested in getting things for Mo than I am for you. All right, we're continuing live from Steinhoffel's. Tausch, I did want you to hear what Jordan Love said about Jaden Reed, because you've been giving me you teased me a little bit about how Jaden Reed centric I have been, but he gives me the same vibes as some of the other wide receivers that have come through here and just appeared like it was not too big for them and they were ready right away. And I think Jordan gets the same feel about Jaden Reed. Here's that exchange from yesterday.
Jordan, you haven't had Christian yet. Rome's been on a pitch count. Mm-hmm. How much has Jaden helped you guys offensively succeed, and how much has the chemistry between you two accelerated, especially during these two games?
A lot. I think, he's got a lot of reps coming into it through training camp, but I think he's a guy that every day he's getting better and better too. He's getting more comfortable with routes, where he needs to be on certain looks. But, he's a baller. He goes out there in the game and he's making plays. He had two touchdowns this last game, and, I think it's good, for him. Having some of those guys out because he's getting more opportunity, more plays are being designed for him. But he's a playmaker. So I think we just got to do a good job and continue to get him involved and give him those touches and get him the ball, see what he can do.
A little surprised that no one's pointed out how concise all those questions were to Jordan Love, but that's okay. What did you think of his response about Jaden Reed?
I think everybody's excited about what we've seen. What does he have, 2 or 3 touchdowns already? He's got at least 2.
He has at least 2.
I don't know if he had one in the Bears game now that I'm thinking back, but he has shown versatility, and I think he's only going to get better and better. So what I love about where Jaden is at is Watson's out. You get an opportunity.
grab it and run with it. He's doing that. He's giving, I think, with the jet sweeps and some of the other stuff, that's what Matt LaFleur loves doing. He is going to be the centerpiece for that. That gives you that versatility that I think we've looked for in a while. And I think the interesting part of this is everybody is always asking, well, where's the first-round picks at wideout? Look at the list of second-round wideouts that the Green Bay Packers have taken. They're Hall of Famers and Packer Hall of Famers everywhere on that list. They're great players. Green Bay's figured out a formula as far as what they're looking for from their wideouts at that round. They've missed Jamon Moore. They've missed on guys too, Amari Rodgers, etc. But this kid looks different. He is in and out of his breaks easier. His speed to the corner is substantial. His skill set matches with what Matt LaFleur is trying to do. And I think as he gets more and more comfortable with running routes and Jordan Love gets more understandable of where he wants the football, it's going to continue to get better and better. And then you factor in what defenses are going to have to do when you have a healthy Christian Watson. You're going to have to keep somebody over there to limit, not trying to compare him to Tyreek Hill or anyone like that, but that speed is top-notch. And, by the way, Reed, what's his speed?
He ran 22 miles per hour on his touchdown.
I was just wondering if he's a 4.3 guy or not.
I don't think so.
He looks the part. It just looks explosive and fast. And you just hope, man, if you can combine him, Watson, and Dobbs all together and having different skill sets like they do, that's exactly what you're looking for. And I think that's why you've heard everybody so excited about him. And he's a 4.45 guy. Thank you. I'm going to bring this guy on board. 4.45, you see what skill sets he brings. And when you can have all those different body types and the different skill sets, it puts a lot of pressure on a defense to kind of figure out, okay, where are these guys going? And you get that versatility and multiplicity of being able to move guys around. That gives Matt LaFleur a full arsenal of being able to do what he wants to do.
As a close viewer of Big Ten football and remembering what he did against the Badgers a year ago where he caught a huge touchdown, he threw a huge touchdown, you talk about expectations and how Jordan Love has exceeded what you expected for the first two games. When they drafted Jaden Reed, did you have these expectations? Did you have any inkling that he would be this kind of guy right off the bat?
No.
I didn't either.
It always, in this, you know, again, this maybe was more of an Aaron Rodgers thing. You always expect young players, even the great ones, Devontae and Cobber and Jordy, it takes a while for these guys to kind of get their head wrapped around what their role is going to be and for the quarterback to gain some trust. Jordan Love obviously feels differently. His approach looks a little bit different, and because he has to, and you have all this youth, this is where you could give Goody a pat on the back and say, yeah, you got rid of, you know, didn't bring some of these guys back because you want these opportunities for these young players. Now, does that mean Jaden Reed's not going to have some drops and some maybe missed routes or missed adjustments? Yeah, it will happen. But the good outweighs the bad. And so far, the good has been pretty good when it comes to Reed.
Christian Watson did practice on a limited basis yesterday. He also did that on Friday, so that is encouraging news. We'll see what he does today up in Green Bay. Is there any challenge to – I understand that they were not great in the fourth quarter. No one has pointed that out more than I have. But is there any challenge to reintegrating a really good player, or is that the proverbial coach's great problem to have? We have to figure out how to get Christian Watson – enough opportunities and touches when he's back in the lineup.
Yeah, it's a great problem to have. Anytime you can add his speed and size to what your offense is trying to do, defenses have to take note of that. And even if he's only going to play 20 or 25 snaps, he can have a big impact just running his route and forcing coverage to go a certain way or maybe making it a softer coverage with a corner that's afraid he's going to run by him. It's a problem every coach wants. Give me more playmakers, more speed. It's up to us to figure out how to utilize all those people.
Because we're at Steinhoffel's, Jesse has a fun little game that he has planned for us next.
Okay.
Didn't get that pole in the field until today that you were looking for, but he does have a fun game scheduled.
Oh, he put that pole in the field now?
Now he did, yeah. How do
you, okay. Better late than never.
I'm not sure Tausch agrees. What Tausch does agree with is that you can make some extra money by going to Fort Tree.
Yeah, if you're looking for a new living room set, a patio set, if you're looking to spend a little cash and you need it, LabCorp, or no, used to be LabCorp. It's now Fortria Clinical Trials. Yeah, I got it. Same great people, same great location for over 40 years, but now it's Fortria. FortriaClinicalTrials.com has a couple of different studies for you. Healthy adults ages 18 to 60 with a BMI of 18 to 32. That study involves 2 stays of 15 nights. With 7 follow-ups, you can grab yourself $13,820 per participant, and you can get another $300 per qualified participant. And they also have another study. Healthy adults ages 18 to 55 with a BMI of 18.5 to 32. That study is 1 stay of 14 nights with 2 follow-ups. You can grab yourself a quick $6,566 for your time. Again, go to FortriaClinicalTrials.com. That's Fortria, F-O-R-T-R-E-A, ClinicalTrials.com.
A little Steinhoffel's-inspired game. Next, it's Wilde and Tausch.
You're listening to Wilde and Tausch on 94.5 ESPN. Missed any of the show? Find us on Wisconsin On Demand wherever you get your podcasts. It's free, it's everywhere, and it's for you.
On the east side of Madison on High Crossing Boulevard. A number of folks have already stopped in. You can as well. We're here until noon. I have confirmed, which I already knew, but I've confirmed anyway, that the Labor Day extended sale is over.
Yeah.
It's Badger sale weekend. We're all in red. It's almost like we knew what we were doing today. Stop into any Wisconsin Steinhoffel's now through Sunday, and you'll get a $100 University Bookstore gift card, good in-store and online, for Badgers gear when you spend over $2,999. Plus, you can win a Mark Tauscher signed football.
Get out.
Did you already sign that? Or
If I have not, I will. Maybe I have. I don't know. It's a good question.
Those are collector's items, so you can enter to win one of those. And Bucky Badger scheduled to appear at each of the 2 Madison Superstores, the High Crossing Boulevard one that we're at, and the Beltline one on Saturday from noon until 1. So you can join Bucky. You can win a Tausch-signed football. You can get a good deal on a new couch. What more could you ask for? Or you could just stay home and shop Steinhoffels.com and support the Badgers from the comfort of your couch. But the Steinhoffels Badger sale weekend underway. Time now, Jesse, to play. What are you even calling this? Do you have a name for it?
Steinhoffels fill in the blanks is what we're going with for today. Steinhoffels fill in the blanks.
Very creative.
Put a lot of thought into this, even made some special music for us to play along for it.
That joke is so tired.
No, it's not.
So
the people love it.
Tired.
The people love it. Even the people that don't like me love the joke. All right, so I have some Steinhoffels-themed questions for you fill in the blanks on. Inspired by, of course, today's remote at Steinhoffels on the east side of Madison. Packers-related questions here for you to fill in the blanks. So first up, don't sleep on blank this season. Packers related, Steinhoffels related, don't sleep on blank this season. Tausch, how you filling in that blank?
Well, the problem with this, we get into arguments about who's Steinhoffel eligible, and I could understand why you would think that I'm being Steinhoff ineligible with my pick, but I'm going with the same guy.
Oh no!
That I picked as my sleeper for the year, and that's first round pick Lucas Van Ness. Jason thought he was going to kind of ease his way in.
He's made one play each of the first two games. Very good.
Say impact.
You've been
plays,
right.
Which is
yep.
First
absolutely. Yep.
I think, depending on where he's at, he was back at practice, correct, yesterday?
He was.
So hopefully that means he's going to be able to get out there and play. I've said from the jump, he's not a finished product, but what he has is a skill set that translates to the NFL, and that is raw power, strength, holding up at the line, being able to set an edge, and being able to bull rush people back into the quarterback. That's what he does. He's going to get better. I think as this season goes, don't sleep on LVN having a much bigger impact than I think some folks thought he was going to have. So not only is he my sleeper for the season, he's also my sleeper for this segment. I think he's going to have a much bigger impact than I think what people think. And he's going to get more reps than I think what some folks thought.
You are very consistent.
You know.
Okay. He has made that one play in each of the first two games. And if you get that from him, when you think back to, I remember writing a story for The Athletic about Rashawn Gary, and it was when it finally got me to the point where I said, I'm never going to read the comment section again. Because people were just killing him and me for writing that story that had an optimistic view of what he could become and how the coaches were convinced that while he wasn't contributing much behind the two Smith brothers in 2019, that he was going to be a really good player. And he turned out to be a really good player. Some say elite. And so Lucas Van Ness is already ahead of the curve compared to him because he's playing more and making more plays. So
yeah, you can look at Kenny Clark. I mean, he came on late in his rookie season. You look at Devontae Wyatt. He made a couple plays at the. And I would like to see more Devontae Wyatt. I think he has
like
a chance
more
to be a lot better
too, though, when he does play.
But LVN, I think up to this point, you keep making one or two big plays, your confidence builds, and hopefully that keeps spiraling into more reps and more big plays.
I'll tell you the guy that has impressed me on the offensive side of the ball. He didn't have a catch in the first game. He had a touchdown and drew a long pass interference penalty in Atlanta, is Dontavion Wicks, who barely saw action in training camp. And Tausch, I know that, you know, you were a smart player, and smart players find a way, even with time missed, to understand the offense, and they work extra to understand the concepts and everything else. But I thought he was probably in line for something of a redshirt season when you miss
as
much time
as he did. Yeah, and I think that's what they want.
Did.
I don't think they want to be.
But he's been forced to play, and he's made some plays
for
him.
He's been okay. Yeah, I think he's got a ways to go. I look at what Jaden Reed does, and I'm thinking, woo! Wicks doesn't.
That's why I didn't pick Jaden.
Wicks doesn't move the same way. Yeah. He's a little more upright. I'd like to see him. I don't know if his confidence is where it needs to be, but getting a tutter last week, and then when he caught it, he got vertical. So he's been much more, I guess, he's had more deliverables than I thought he would, especially this early in the season.
All right, Jesse, question two.
Question number two in our Steinhoppel's fill in the blanks. Everyone should R-E-L-A-X about blank. Everything's going to be all right. Tausch, how you feeling in that blank?
I mean, what's the biggest cause for concern right now? And that would be
Joe Barry.
The run defense. But I don't know about you guys. I listened to Balaga yesterday. We've been getting after A.J. Dillon. And again, he did not have the game we all hoped he would. But I think we can relax on saying that he is not going to have a role or that somebody's going to replace him as that number two back. I think we can R-E-L-A-X that, and I think he's going to be more productive depending on how long Aaron Jones is going to be out. So I think that's where I would say R-E-L-A-X. Let's not bury A.J. Dillon. Let's give him another opportunity to be more productive this week. I think he still has a week or two, depending on if Aaron Jones sits this week. I would think it's going to be tough sledding for him to play Thursday. So he still has a couple of games to kind of showcase his skill set and what role he's going to have with this team.
Speaking of Bulaga, though, I would say this because I totally get it. You guys both played the offensive line. You understand how hard the position is. But he was as politely and kindly negative about the center play as he possibly could be. Like, he tried really hard not to crush Josh Myers, and I respect him for doing that. But I think when guys that know offensive line play the way you two do talk about Josh Myers the way you guys are, especially when you juxtapose it against the way you...
The coaches are saying it, too.
Right. And you juxtapose it against the way that we talk about Zach Tom around here. I am curious to see if... would they really move Zach Tom? Like, say, this week, if Bakhtiari can't go and they have to fill in for Elton Jenkins at the same time? Like... He's your best chess piece.
They're not moving Josh Myers at this point. I think if you're fully healthy, then you could start looking at, well, is somebody else emerged that you feel good? And I think it would be more of a John Runyon Jr. maybe to move center. I think Zach Tom is solidifying himself as a really good offensive tackle. And
what if you don't have Bakhtiari or Jenkins this week and you do you play? You still play Zach Tom at center? Or do you move him to left guard?
No, I'm not moving Zach.
You're not moving him at all. You're going to leave Yasha, and you're just going to play one of the other guards. You're going to play Sean Ryan.
I look at Sean Ryan, or I look at
Royce Newman again.
Okay, all right.
In terms of actually answering the question, I can't believe I'm saying this, but I think we can relax a little bit on Joe Barry. I don't know if it is as bad as it feels with him. I think it is our knee-jerk reaction to blame him. I look back on Atlanta's run game, and I just think they're really good. And I'm not sure they're quite as
their
bad.
Their guy is really good. I understand why LaFleur is irritated, shredded, all this other stuff.
Correct.
Look at the numbers. Bijan killed us. Algier didn't kill us.
I see that. So you're agreeing with me?
No, I've said this all week.
So I'm agreeing with you.
He's incredibly talented, and talented people, especially at that level, make plays.
Indeed.
Now, should Savage or somebody? I mean, they both got their ankles broke. By the way,
the above
that is a
video,
unbelievable footage. If you have not seen that and you're a Packer fan, don't.
It's kind of awesome.
I'm gonna tweet that.
It's really a cool shot. Unless is it Savage and who else missed?
Rudy Ford.
Oh boy, I mean that's what special players do. He's a special.
He is special. All right, Jesse, one more.
Last one. Steinhoffel's fill in the blanks. Green Bay sure could use a new blank. Tausch.
I'm not going to say what I probably should say, but I think the center spot and where Josh Myers is at, they want to replace him. They're trying to replace him. The interior of the offensive line has not been as good as it needs to be. Mm-hmm. So I think if there is somebody, I don't know who that would be. Looking back at it, and I don't know. I have somebody always tweeting me that Goody screwed this up because –
Creed Humphrey
from the Kansas City Chiefs, who's been a really good player. He's left-handed. I don't know if that throws you off. It's obviously with punting.
Maybe Aaron Rodgers didn't want a left-handed.
Maybe he didn't want a lefty center, but center. I think they want him as how he plays. Josh Myers needs to be better than what he's been. If this team's going to be better running the football and they're going to lean on the run more, he's got to be better than what he's been.
Jesse, repeat the question for me.
It's sitting right here.
Green Bay sure could use a new blank.
Sure could use a new blank. Like Jason sure could use a new
fill
couch.
In the blanks.
Green Bay sure could use a new blank.
8 years he's been studying these couches. 8 years. That's impressive. Not a lot of people put that much time into it.
I'll talk to Chad later about cat pee resistant couches. I know they do have some that are like Scotch guarded, etc. I'm going to agree with Tausch on this. I really like Josh Myers. I appreciate that he is a stand up guy when we come.
Can
to
you
talk
tell me
to
the
him.
Three players you don't like? Because you always preface.
I don't like
you
to
preface
say that
it. I like Jim Leonard. I really like this. I like that. Mm-hmm. Who do you
there
say? I don't really care
don't
if
like.
They get rid of the blank because I don't like him.
Yeah, I'm not going to say that. But I would say.
But you do, but just for the record, you really do like Josh Myers.
I like him as a guy.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
I talked to him yesterday again. I enjoy talking to him. I would like to see
what
him play better.
What is his assessment of his play?
It is. I did not talk to him about that.
What did you talk to him about?
Talking about
cat stains and litter boxes.
I don't think he has a cat.
Do you know that?
I don't know that for certain. No. No. I talked about something that you inspired me to write about for Sunday, and about just how much that run that Jordan Love had at the end of the first quarter in Atlanta, when he came to the sideline and LaFleur told him he should have slid, and he said we needed some juice. I talked to multiple players in the locker room yesterday about what did you think of that. Josh Myers' answer was outstanding.
What did he say?
Well, you'll have to read Sunday's State Journal to find out. All right, that's it for our fill-in.
If you're picking a juice that gives you the most juice, which juice are you picking?
You are the king of the juices, worth or not worth the squeeze. So what would you say?
I don't know. I think obviously, you know, like
you're the Jack LaLanne of juicers.
I mean, you got orange, apple, and cranberry are kind of your standard three.
I like grapefruit juice.
Yeah, that's not going to get you the most juice, though. It's got all that pulp. Cranberry is the correct answer. Cranberry.
So you
cranberry.
Press those. You yeah. don't you don't use the juicer thing with the little contraption in the middle of it.
I didn't get into freshly squeezed. I said, what juice gives you the most juice?
No one uses the phrase, the juice is not worth the squeeze, more than Mark Gerald Tauscher.
I guarantee you Matt Damon, whatever movie that was, it was used more.
Do you like apples?
What? What movie was the juice movie? What is that from? I thought it was from a Matt Damon movie.
I don't know enough about Matt Damon's career to know when, in which film he uses, is the juice worth the squeeze.
Okay.
I'm really enjoying today. We need to play trivia. Jesse, what's today's category, and what caller would you like?
Sticking with the Steinhoffels.
Jesse's
theme.
Sitting in the Everlight Solar.
I'm not going to lie to you. There,
studios going.
Steinhoffels has this
a good
great chair that I'm looking at. It's gray.
Yeah, maybe you can go sit in
no,
it
I'm
for
going
the rest
to,
of the show.
I sat and I was relaxed.
We can
I'm
extend
getting,
the cord.
I'm getting like crinks in my neck. So I'm going to go back. Yeah, it's a massage. It's not a massage chair, but I think I might go find one.
Okay, well. Tausch, I've received two texts that say they think you're a little worn out. Are you doing okay? They think that you're...
He's worn out.
They think that you're, I don't know, they think that you're dragging a little bit. You all right? West Lafayette on your mind? What's going on?
If you want to get me more worn out, keep
yeah, please
bringing
don't
that
ask
up.
Him. Don't
I'm
do
not
this.
Remotely worn
you're
out.
Not even there. You're not even here. You're not helping. What is the trivia, and what caller do you want?
Sticking with the Steinhoffels theme, Furniture Frenzy is today's
furniture
trivia category.
Frenzy.
I enjoyed putting these together. They are sports questions with furniture-related tie-ins. I don't know how to describe it other than that.
All right, Ryan Olson tweeted, it's The Girl Next Door, which is a fantastic movie. That is where
that
the
movie.
Juice is worth the squeeze, not a Matt Damon movie. So just for the record, thank
so
you,
Matt
Ryan.
Damon's not in that film?
He's not.
Well, now I feel better for not knowing what the heck you were talking about. Caller 10, 844-770-3776, 844-770-3776, caller 10 right now for Wilde and Tausch Trivia. We will play... Next, live from Steinhoffels on High Crossing Boulevard, it's Wilde and Tausch.
You're listening to Wilde and Tausch on 94.5 ESPN. Presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin and sponsored by American Family Insurance.
What's the matter?
Nothing. Our guy Tyler, who's my favorite tier one Jesse's friend.
Why don't you just say the truth? What? You like him better than you like Jesse.
I'm not going to say that.
But you do.
Of Jesse's tier one friends, he's by far my favorite.
Jesse's not even in tier one.
Mm-hmm.
Would it be awkward if Tyler doesn't have Jesse in his tier one?
No, that happens all the time. No, that's fine.
You have some that you're tier one. Deion Sanders, by the way, totally buys into Jesse's philosophy.
Uh-huh.
He ranks his kids based on performance, which is a bold move. But his kids are playing good ball.
Well, let's hope that we can rank today's trivia contestant based on performance. Let's welcome him in. I was just talking about him with Paula the other night because she went and had dinner with our friend Carrie, and I asked if there was any engagement that had occurred. I was told that had not yet happened. So, Jeff and Monroe, you don't have any relationship
Dude,
updates?
There's kind of some feet dragging going on here, it sounds like.
That's been like three, that four
was
years
my,
that
now?
Was my point.
Uh-oh. I'm not going to listen. I'm not
talking
about
I'm not at liberty to say.
Yeah.
Ooh.
So that means
that's a tease.
You think there's a little feet dragging going on too, Jeff? I got you.
Jeff, how you doing today, buddy?
Jeff, how many kids do you have, if you don't mind me asking?
I just
and what's
got
your
the
annual
one.
Income?
Oh, so you have your power rankings. You have
He's
one kid as your best.
He's right for first and last.
I should have researched that better. I guess I couldn't. I wouldn't have asked the question if I knew you only had one kid.
All right, Jeff. Anything else about your personal life you'd like out there publicly for everyone?
Just that you two are my favorite radio guys.
Aww.
I like that.
Well, plus Jeffy.
All right, let's play trivia before this gets any more awkward. The category is Furniture Frenzy, inspired by our visit to Steinhoff.
By the way, Jesse, this is really well done.
Thank you, Taush.
Jesse, great. This is well done. It's well done.
Is it well done enough that you'd like to do extra questions today?
No.
Okay, not that well done. All right, question one, Jeff, is this. Which of these quarterbacks was drafted number one overall by the Cleveland Browns in 1999 when the franchise was reactivated as an expansion team?
This is good.
Was it Tim Couch, Tom Sofa, or Bed Roethlisberger?
That's good. That's good, Jesse. That's good.
Hey, Tim Couch.
Who did Tom Sofa play for?
Vanderbilt,
Frankie,
I think.
I thought Frankie Loveseat was a hell of a running back in the days, too. All right. Ben Sheets still holds the Brewers franchise record for the most strikeouts thrown in a single game.
I don't sell Sheets here.
I mean, Sheets go on a bat. Give me a break. Come on.
And I'm the one. Okay,
John says there's some Sheets that you can purchase. So, all right, we'll let it slide.
Oh, great.
Tell me when you're done. You done? How many Atlanta Braves batters did Ben Sheets strike out during a start in 2004? Was that at Miller Park at the time?
It was.
Okay, put that 18. Ahead of Tanya's.
Definitely.
Did you say 18? He said 18.
Yep.
That should be two entries. I didn't. Who knew that besides old boy? You did? Okay, Jesse, it sounds like your questions are too easy.
Big Brewers fans at Steinhoffels. That's
well,
awesome.
Well, tier one Tyler crushed it, but again, of course, he carries your trivia team, so I'm not surprised. Has tier one Tyler, did he write these
today? No, have him write them for tomorrow, because though. Tell Tyler he's writing tomorrow's trivia for me.
Tyler, you're writing tomorrow's trivia for him. We don't have a speaker here, Jesse, so we'll just translate and pass things along. Anything else you want us to let Tyler know?
He's looking good today.
You're looking good today. There you go. All right, Jeff, question three, if we could get to it now. Here it is. Aaron Rodgers said his iconic R-E-L-A-X line on ESPN Wisconsin following a loss to which divisional opponent in the third game of the 2014 season? Was it the Minnesota Vikings, the Chicago Bears, or the Detroit Lions?
What does this have to do with furniture?
R-E-L-A-X, Jeff.
It's definitely not the funniest of the three.
It's no Ben Roethlisberger.
No, it's still really good. Ben Roethlisberger get you. And Tommy Sofa. That was good. Okay.
The Bears.
I didn't want to say anything, but we had a perfect week going, Jeff.
Not no more.
No, we had a perfect week going.
Jeff, did you want to try and Tausch it?
I'm not mad at you.
Lions.
Jesse said the Lions. No, I didn't. I heard you.
No, I didn't hear it.
Nicely done, Jeff. Let's get. So he still gets four entries because he guessed that one with no question.
You've got, Jeff, you've got three entries out of possible four. You got two questions right out of possible three. You still have a chance to win, though. We'll draw them tomorrow. Thanks for playing, buddy. We appreciate you.
Yeah, I love you guys.
I love you guys.
He needs to be in the nomination for Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
The Intouch Hall of Fame.
Yep, I agree. We'll start taking those.
Does Tyler? I think Tyler's in the short list, too. Nobody else brings us Bubbler.
It's fair.
Nobody else writes trivia. What else are we asking for from him? I don't know how much he loves his job. I think he could be Jesse's cousin sub. We just let him run the board.
I actually need him to dog sit next week. Can you ask him if he'll dog sit?
Oh, you can you dog sit for Jesse? Yeah, he said he will. He said yeah.
Great.
If you like him so much, why did you volunteer him for that when he didn't say yes?
That's fair.
That is it for the 10 o'clock hour. We will kick off the 11 o'clock hour with the athletic director of the University of Wisconsin scheduled to appear, Chris McIntosh. It's Wildy and Tausch.
Don't go anywhere.